Good afternoon, and welcome to the Nephros third quarter 2018 financial results conference call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Please note that this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Kirin Smith with PCG Advisory. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kirin Smith with PCG Advisory Group. Thank you all for participating in Nephros' third quarter conference call. Before we begin, I would like to caution that comments made during this conference call by management will contain forward-looking statements regarding the operations and future results of Nephros. I encourage you to review Nephros' filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, including, without limitation, company's Forms 10-K and 10-Q, which identify specific factors that may cause actual results or events to differ materially from those described in the forward-looking statements. Factors that may affect the company's results include, but are not limited to, its ability to successfully, timely, and cost-effectively develop, seek, and obtain regulatory clearance for and commercialize its products and services offerings, the rate of adoption of its products and services by hospitals and other healthcare providers, success of its commercialization efforts, the effect on its business of existing and new regulatory requirements, and other economic and competitive factors. The content of this conference call contains time-sensitive information that is accurate only as of the date of the live call today, November 8th, 2018. The company undertakes no obligation to revise or update any statements to reflect events or circumstances after the date of this conference call, except as required by law. I would now like to turn the call over to Darren Evans, Nephros' CEO. Darren, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kirin, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Nephros' third quarter earnings conference call. I'll begin the call with a brief overview of our third quarter results and then discuss developments that occurred during the quarter. I'll then turn the call over to Andy Astor, our Chief Financial Officer, and Andy will do a deeper dive into our third quarter operating results. I'm pleased to report that Nephros had another good quarter. Product revenue is up 96% over last year's third quarter. Our growth primarily came from our hospital infection control segment, which grew well over 100%. Based on the number of hospital product evaluation kits we've placed in new hospital customers in the second and third quarter of this year, we do expect this growth trajectory to continue. Our core sales strategy in the hospital segment centers around consultation and service. To be a valued expert partner in the hospital water management team as they develop and execute their waterborne pathogen strategy, we focus primarily on two aspects of that relationship: the performance of our filters that can provide premium risk mitigation efforts, and on the extremely responsive customer service. An example of our customer service is that we often will drive to the airport. We get a phone call at 10:00 A.M. We'll be at the airport by noon. The product can get there that night. When a hospital is in the middle of an outbreak and patients' lives are at risk, every hour counts. That's how we've built our business over the last few years, and I'm very pleased to see the results as it plays out. On our dialysis side, the ultrafilter business was not the core growth driver of the third quarter. However, we're seeing signs that a real sales growth curve is not far away. We expect to report more in future earnings calls. Outside of our core hospital business in infection control and dialysis ultrafilters, we have been surveying the marketplace for additional adjacent opportunities, both organic and inorganic, that have the potential to be significant growth drivers. We have built capabilities to design and launch new products internally, as well as a solid infrastructure that will enable us to incorporate existing outside products into our portfolio and sales channels. Over time, we expect to add multiple new products per year to our portfolio, either internally developed or acquired. We have made progress on both internal and external projects over the last year and expect to be able to share updates on those projects in coming months. I'll now turn the call over to Andy for a financial review.
Thank you, Darren. I'll now provide a look at our consolidated financial results, and after that, I'll discuss our new business segment reporting and updates on our guidance for 2018 and our plans to uplist to a national exchange. All numbers are rounded to the nearest $1,000 unless otherwise specified, and I'll begin with the consolidated financial results. I'm very pleased to report that this quarter represents our ninth consecutive quarter of year-over-year revenue growth, averaging 60%, over 60%. And as we said last quarter, we believe this consistent revenue growth is indicative of Nephros's strong product portfolio, increasing market awareness of our brand, our deep relationships with partner companies in the field, and the increasing regulations requiring water testing and remediation. Nephros reported total revenues of $1,724,000 for the third quarter, compared to $916,000 in the same quarter last year, an increase of $808,000 or 88%. Quarter-over-quarter total revenue growth was also quite strong, increasing by $358,000 or 26%. Product revenue for the quarter was $1,648,000 compared to $841,000 in the same quarter last year, an increase of $807,000 or 96%. Quarter-over-quarter product revenue growth was also strong, increasing $432,000 or 36%. Cost of goods sold were $772,000 with gross margins of 55% compared to 58% in the last period, in the same period last year. We consider gross margin fluctuation between 55 and 60% to be normal for a business of our size and our growth rate. Research and development, or R&D expenses, were approximately $352,000 in the third quarter, compared with $237,000 in the same quarter last year, a 49% increase. Quarter-over-quarter R&D growth was zero. The R&D increase over last year is due to increased investment in our second-generation HDF machine, which is housed in our Specialty Renal Product Subsidiary, or SRP, which Darren will discuss later in this call. Selling, general, and administrative expenses, or SG&A, were $1,069,000 in the second quarter, compared with $753,000 in the same quarter last year, representing an increase of $316,000 or 42%. Quarter-over-quarter spend on SG&A actually decreased from $1,091,000 last quarter to the $1,069,000 this quarter, a reduction of $22,000 or 2%. Our cash balance at the end of the third quarter was $5,322,000, a significant increase from our second quarter cash balance of $3,484,000. This increase was largely driven by a $3 million private placement in our SRP subsidiary, which was previously reported on September 6. We believe our cash balance is sufficient to fund operations for at least another year, and we have no specific plans to raise capital at this time. I'll now discuss the topic of segment reporting. The financial results that I just reviewed are consolidated for all activities of Nephros, Inc. As many of you are aware, though, Nephros is actually made up of two businesses that are quite different from each other. One is water filtration, and the other, renal products. Water filtration is a growth stage commercial business. It is 100% of our current revenues, and those revenues have approximately tripled over the last 3 years. Our renal products business, on the other hand, is a development stage business with revenues not expected to begin until 2020. This business is housed in the new SRP subsidiary, and is primarily concerned with developing our second-generation HDF product. Beginning with today's 10-Q, which was just released, we report separately about these businesses as individual business segments, and we encourage investors to read about these segments in the 10-Q Management's Discussion and Analysis section. Turning to guidance, we continue to target full-year 2018 revenue of $6 million, which would be an increase of 58% over 2017. We expect revenue to progressively accelerate through the year as it has, as we continue to expand within existing accounts and to add new accounts as well. And finally, I will reiterate that we do intend to uplist our shares to a national exchange in the near future. National exchange stocks have access to a wider set of investors and greater access to capital to fuel additional growth. Also, as previously announced, we do plan to reverse split Nephro stock as soon as our uplist path is clear to achieve the minimum stock price required by the national exchanges. I should note that this reverse split comes at a time of company strength and is motivated solely to meet the national exchange share price requirements. Of course, we will also continue to present at upcoming financial conferences, and we look forward to meeting with many of you in the coming months. I will now turn the call back over to Darren, who will touch on our HDF business, and then open the call for questions. Darren?
Thanks, Andy. Before we turn the call over for questions, I want to provide a brief update on our HDF business, of the Specialty Renal Products, or SRP. In early September, we announced a $3 million funding round to formally launch SRP. We believe this funding will support the HDF program through to early commercial launch of the next generation system. Since funding, we've been diligently working to finalize the design changes required to complete our early or alpha test system. We've been running these tests and obtaining user feedback on the alpha system for the past couple of months. We intend to complete the hardware and software design changes by the end of the year and to enter pre-commercial testing in early 2019. The core change from our first generation HDF system to the new one is a shift from a reusable substitution fluid ultrafilter to a disposable substitution ultrafilter. This relatively straightforward change drastically reduces the complexity of our system by eliminating the need to incorporate internal disinfection equipment. This translates into dramatically reduced costs. We project the new HDF system will have cost of goods more than 90% lower than our first generation system. We also believe that a small single-use filter to create substitution fluid is better for patients and easier for the primary care technicians and nurses to use. By eliminating the disinfection procedures between patient treatments, we should be able to reduce system setup time between patients by as much as 70% versus our first generation system. We have been and will be obtaining user feedback as often as possible in the clinic, the development process, to ensure that we fit very neatly into the current dialysis clinic procedures. Pending FDA clearance, we expect to provide patients and nephrologists with a hemodiafiltration treatment option, near the end of 19 or latest early 2020. Before I conclude the presentation, I also want to provide a plug for the Camelback Nephros Military Filtration System called MAPS. Camelback has completed the full integration of the Nephros filter and their military backpack. They provided Nephros with a limited quantity to sell to its stakeholders. If you'd like one, please email info@nephros.com to get in the waiting list and receive special Nephros stakeholder pricing. This concludes our formal presentation remarks. I'd like to iterate that we are extremely pleased with the direction where we're going. We're made very excited about the future. I'd like to personally thank all of our stakeholders for their support. We'll take questions from the audience. I'll pass to the operator for management of the calls.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. And as we assemble our roster, I will pass the call back to Andy to read questions from the web.
Thank you, Cole. I've got a couple of questions that have come in on email. I'll address a pretty meaty one up front, which is a simple question. When might you now become cash flow positive? This is something that we've talked about many times in the past in our releases. And we've decided not to give guidance on our future cash flows, and I'd like to spend a couple of minutes on the reasons for this. As a fast-growth company, our cash flow is naturally challenged, especially in terms of increasing inventory purchases and higher accounts receivable balances. The truth is, fast growth almost always means cash flow challenges. Also, our investments in the SRP renal products business segment will drag down cash flow in the near term since we're investing in R&D without any revenue to match it. Having said this, our water filtration business is really healthy from a cash perspective. I'm happy to report that expenses are increasing much more slowly than our revenue, that our SG&A expenses have actually gone down this quarter, and that our gross margins are consistently in the high 50s, meaning the 55 to 60% range. So I'm super comfortable with where we are from a cash perspective in the water filtration business. And I also understand that our investors want a clearer picture of the relative cash flow health of our business segments. And we are working diligently right now this quarter to develop metrics that will provide that information to you. So please stay tuned for these new measurements, which we will present during our next earnings call. Cole, I'll go back to you. Do you have questions on the call?
We do. Our first question comes from Ray Sweezy, private investor. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Andy, Ray Sweezy in Hartford. Can you talk about, I mean, when are you likely to file for an uplisting, or have you already filed and you're just waiting?
It's a fair question, Ray, and I don't want to go into too much detail. But first of all, hi, Ray.
Hello.
The truth is, the honest truth is, we underestimated the time that the uplisting would take, mostly because the application and the evaluation process are really more complex and more subjective than they appear to be on paper. So suffice it to say that we're working on it actively, and we will provide more information as soon as it's available. Along with that, I'll comment on the reverse split, which is really simple. You know, it's been approved, but we'll orchestrate the reverse split to happen as close to the uplist as possible. So we sort of consider that all one thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, and thank you for a great quarter.
Oh, you're very welcome, Ray. I hope that helps.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. And our next question comes from Art Winston with Pilot Advisors. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Daryl, can you give us some estimation of what the growth in locations or places in the hospitals in total that use your water filtration systems, and do you think you can sustain the pace of adding locations at the same pace that you're going to tell me that you've had?
Sure. Art, how are you? We added over 50 or 60, I haven't done the exact math, hospitals over the last few months. We're growing at a pretty good clip, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. If it's, you know, we have the evaluation kit that we sell to a hospital to put our filters in and put us, and then we let them run the course of life. We get them back. We send them a report, sort of show what we've captured. Protect the patients from. If that is an indication of how many new hospitals we get, we're still seeing between one and five a week. Our distributors are doing a great job of getting us into places, and we then follow up where we can. So I think our sales folks are on the ground every day in a new town and visiting between three and five hospitals every day. Legionella and water quality is top of mind, and we have a nice solution. So we're not seeing that pace slow down yet.
How much of an impact has Granger a major contributor to this, or are they sort of on the periphery?
They're a major contributor, but it's across the board. There's the customers are asking for new solutions. They're exploring new performance of our filters and other filters too. But whereas 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 10% of hospitals had filtration as kind of a regular purchase. I'd say by the end of next year, all of them will. So they're really all the teams are really out looking for solutions that fit their model, and we'll fit in a lot of models. In some models we won't, but we'll fit in a lot of models.
Thank you very much, Darren.
You're welcome. Thanks for the question.
And at this time, I'm seeing no further questions. We actually have a question from Ralph Whale with R. Whale Investment Management. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Darren, Andy. A question about EndoPure. Can you comment on what
why it has been a bit slower and why you feel, I'm assuming you feel that it will catch on, et cetera, going forward. And other areas besides hospitals, are you making any progress in that realm?
Sure. So we actually don't want to go too far into detail about the EndoPure. You know, our competitors listen to our calls too. Let's just say that in the sales cycle for dialysis, it's much longer than the hospital. And we've been in clinics for a long time. We're starting to see more orders per week. So we think we're on the cusp of that inflection point where we start to see the EndoPure orders coming out. But we've been in you know, clinics on both the Vita side, Fresenius side, and some of the major chains, and we're working through their use of it. But let's just say we're ordering a lot of inventory to make sure that we're ready for the wave.
Mm-hmm.
And from other places, we are getting phone calls from schools and from fire stations and you know, from other places. We are starting to think about how we would go into nursing homes. And like for a nursing home, the users of the filter would maybe need more brochures and things to help them understand what it's for and what it does and how to use it. You know, we're still kind of at the B2B space. Before we get too far into the realm outside of the medical arena, we need to do some more work on making sure that we are able to communicate well of how it's used, why it's used, to more of a consumer level. But it is, we are getting orders from spaces outside of our core hospital and dialysis clinic space. That answer your question?
Yeah. What about the work that's been done with the, I don't know the name of the company, the one in Las Vegas? What kind of progress is being made in that, or is that a very long-term thing?
You know, that's Biocon out of Las Vegas. So they are mostly in the hospitality, convenience store, and restaurant space. And we have been working with them for years to, you know, talk to the bigger players in that space to understand how ultrafiltration can play a role. We are, you know, we have, for example, our 20-inch flushable system that would be great for point of entry for a restaurant. We're almost done with the testing of that, and we should be able to start talking to the bigger players and placing that. The Biocon channel is our access to those customers. Biocon, you know, makes some of our components, and they're also the manufacturer of our lead filter system. So we have a nice and growing relationship with that company.
Okay.
And at this time, there are no further audio questions. I would like to turn the call back to Andy Esser for any web questions.
We actually covered all of the questions that I had from the web. So, Cole, if there are no further questions, is that still the case?
That is, sir. That is true, sir.
Okay, great. Then I'd like to say thanks to all of you for participating and for your interest and for your patience. We're thrilled with the kind of numbers we've been able to throw up on the board, and we hope to, you know, and if the percentages stay the same, the numbers will grow, you know, in a good way. So we'll keep at it. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.